Take your Bible, if you will, please, and turn to Proverbs chapter number 14. Proverbs chapter number 14, please. Proverbs chapter 14. Once you arrive at Proverbs 14, find verse number 30. Proverbs 14, 30. Then stand with me, if you will. Proverbs 14, 30, and we'll stand. Make sure your cell phone is on vibrate or turned off altogether so it doesn't interrupt our service. And if you need to step out, just to try to disrupt as little as possible. And we shouldn't come and go casually. Make it an urgent matter if you need to step out. Proverbs chapter 14, I'm going to tell you the name of my sermon, and then we'll read the scripture. The name of my sermon is, Make America Great Again. Make America Great Again. You say, I've heard that recently. Yeah. You may have, but his way of making America great again and the Bible's way of making America great again are two different things. Make America great again. Proverbs chapter 14, look at verse number 30. The Bible says this, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of the fool is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And verse number 34 is where we'll launch from this morning. The Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And let's pray. Father, bless us today. Help me as I deliver this truth and this sermon. It is quite simple, but it is quite true. May we be reminded of our great country. And Father, may we be reminded of our greater God. And that we as a country ought to get our eyes back on Jesus and back on the Bible. God, I'd like to see our country to become great again, but it won't be done our way. If greatness is to be achieved, we know it will be done your way. Help this group of people in this place, this day, to understand we can help America to be great again, but it'll be done according to the Scripture. Holy Spirit of God, do a work in our midst, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there, if you will. Let's make America great again. So you know, that slogan was used by Ronald Reagan during his presidential campaign of 1980. It's been used off and on, and as we know, it's being used right now by one of the presidential candidates. And I'm in agreement. America is not what she once was. I still think she's the greatest country on the face of the earth. But she's not what she once was, and I believe America could be great again. If you were listening there when we read Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 34, the scripture is pretty clear on what will help a nation to rise from wherever it's at. The Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, I love America. I thank God for America. When the Bible talks about righteousness here, let me explain. There's two kinds of righteousness in the Bible. There's imputed righteousness. That's the righteousness that you and I are given at salvation. You see, you can't save yourself. And when you ask Jesus to save you, you take on his righteousness. And that makes you a righteous person in the eyes of God. But wait, there's another kind of righteousness, and that is personal righteousness. That's the righteousness where you and I attempt to do the right thing, or we live rightly. Everybody here ought to be striving for personal righteousness. If you're here today and you've never been saved, you need to get saved and let Jesus save you, and you need to receive the gift of his righteousness to get you to heaven. Then you and I are to the best of our ability to live in a right way from thereafter, and that is a personal righteousness we're to live. Now the Bible says here that righteousness exalteth a nation. God knows our nation needs lifted up. God knows America needs to get back on track. God knows America needs to get straightened out. Well, God said, if you want to make America great again, what you need to do is you need to get this thing called righteousness involved. It won't be social programs. It will be righteousness that will cause God to again exalt our nation to the prominence that it once had. You say, which kind of righteousness do you think God is talking about here? Is it imputed righteousness or salvation righteousness? Or is it personal righteousness? I think he's talking about both. I think if America wants to become great again, America needs to start seeing people saved again. And then I think if America wants to be great again, I think America needs to knock it off and start living right again. So you say, I'll tell you what, preacher, I wish all those heathen out there in our country would just get right with God so America could get changed. You're not going to change America by way of the heathen. You're going to change America by way of God's people. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So God's saying to us, it's not the heathen that will help America to become great again. It's the Christian that will do what they're supposed to do that will help God to exalt America. So I think when God says righteousness exalteth a nation, God is saying, first of all, we ought to get everybody saved that we can. That's a salvation righteousness. And then those that are saved, they need to start living right again. They need to start doing right again. And then God can exalt our nation. I think God would like us to be able to hold our head high about our nation. I think God wants to lift up our nation. I don't think our nation's ever to be lifted up above God. I don't think what our nation believes ought to ever be lifted up above the Bible. But I certainly, if we could exalt our nation, what's that mean? We'll get our nation closer to God. We'll get our nation closer to a heavenly mindset. And this isn't just for America. The Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation. If Canada would do the righteous thing, God could exalt that country. If Mexico would do the righteous things, God would exalt that country. If the Philippines would do the righteous thing, God would exalt that country. If Texas would do the right thing, see, Texas, they don't know this, but they think they're a country, so I'm helping them right now. If Texas would do the right thing, God would exalt their country. See, I want America to be exalted in the eyes of God. I'm proud to be an American. I thank God I'm American. I love that flag. I don't have any respect for somebody that would burn that flag or mistreat that flag. And some need to learn a little more respect. That flag's not to touch the ground. That flag is to be exalted and lifted up. And a lot of good people have given their lives and sacrificed for that flag to give us a freedom. And I want America to be great. And right now, we know that we have our politicians, and they're using the slogan, let's make America great again. I don't think they have any concept of what would really make America great again. It's going to be righteousness that will exalt our nation. And I want our nation to be great, not in our eyes, and not necessarily in the eyes of other countries, but wouldn't it be wonderful if God could look down and God would say, that nation right there is a great nation according to the heavenly economy and the heavenly sight and the way God sees things. But, you know, there's something you could do. There's something that I could do to help truly make America great again. I got to thinking about what God asked for. He said righteousness is what will make America great again. And so, let me show you a few things that I discovered in the Bible that God said, if you'll do these things, these are righteous things, then we could help to exalt, or we could help make America great again. For instance, number one, help make America great again by learning to tell the truth. by learning to tell the truth. Proverbs 12:17 says, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness. Hey, that's the verse. That's the word. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Now, if we want our nation to be exalted, then you and I, as Christians, we need to learn to tell the truth. You know, the truth is the opposite of a lie. You know, it used to be that lying tended to get you in trouble, and lying was a sin. And just so you know, lying is still a sin. This week, if some young person in this room, if you lied to your mom or you lied to your dad or a husband lied to a wife or a wife to a husband, may I say to you, you hurt our nation. Because the Bible teaches that righteousness, telling the truth is righteousness. And God said, I won't exalt a nation that won't tell the truth. So you and I, we contribute to the demise or the weakening of our nation by not telling the truth. Boy, the news will lie to you. The press will lie to you. Political leaders will lie to you. And I tell you what, I've just had my belly full of all the promises and what they're going to do. You know what we need? We need a president that'll tell the truth. Boy, if we want America to get back on track, we need a president that will just tell the truth. So much lying that goes on today. Christian, you children, you tell the truth. You say, preacher, I love America. I like putting my hand on my heart and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm glad you do, but shooting off some bottle rockets and playing with the sparkler tomorrow on the 4th of July really does not make you a patriotic American. Young people, you want to be a patriotic American, tell the truth. Stop lying to your mom. Stop lying to your dad. You say, what are you talking about? We are deteriorating the very foundation of our country with all the lying and the mistruth that goes on. Hey, parents, tell the truth. I remember when people used to tell the truth about when they were sick when they would call in to work. I mean, you were actually sick. And you called in sick. And they knew you were sick. Today, it's just another ploy. It's another lie. Because we don't care about telling the truth anymore. We lie to ourselves. We lie to God. And I say to you today, you want America to be great again? Tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Secondly, as I continue this thought of righteousness, if it is righteousness that will make America great again, I want to find out, how does God describe righteousness? It's telling the truth. Secondly, we can make America great again by having righteous thoughts. Having righteous thoughts. Proverbs 12:5 says, the thoughts of the righteous are right. Now, wait a minute. If righteousness exalteth the nation, God is saying, I'm not going to exalt your nation if you're a bunch of liars. I'm not going to exalt your nation if you've got minds that are in the gutter all the time and you don't think right. The mind of America has become a corrupt mind. God knows, you just watch what you pump into your mind. We've come a long, long way from Little House on the Prairie. Gilligan's Island is a thing of the past. The kind of junk that will be placed in the mind is an indictment against our country. No wonder America is destroying herself because of the kind of things that America thinks. Did you know something? Did you know God knows what you think? You know, as Christians, you may be able to hide your wrong behavior from me. I could hide mine from you, but you can't hide it from God. I might not be able to read your mind. You might not be able to read my mind, but God knows everything you think. And the Bible says, if you want God to bless our country, it's not a matter of you just behave right where people can see you. But God said, more than that, I want you not only to behave right on the outside, I want you to think right on the inside. There's some of you, there are things you'd never do down at the church house because you'd be embarrassed to do that. It's wrong. Well, let me tell you something. Don't you be doing those things in the privacy of your mind either. You got to think right if you want God to bless our country. The Bible tells us here that God ponders our hearts. You know, what that means is God searches our hearts. It's a sad, sad thing. And parents, there's some of you parents that need to wake up. The pornography is out of hand among the young people in our country. And that it's primarily because they have internet access on their telephones. And so you know it's very easy for a young person with a pad or their telephone to tap into getting all sorts of filth right at their fingertips. You know, I've always hated this stuff, but I am going to tell you this. It used to be harder to get. Used to be you had to go buy a book or you had to go buy a video or a DVD and you had to embarrass yourself and walk into a place to go get filthy pornography. Now you've got it at your disposal just like that at your fingertips on your telephone. I'm going to tell you something. We are not going to have a great nation as long as our minds are in the gutter. And let me tell you something. If you are involved in pornography in any way, shape, or form, anybody in this room, you're not a good Christian. I don't care what anybody would tell you, you're not a good Christian. Well, hey, and listen to this. I'm not just talking about you tapping into a system and getting a picture. I'm talking about some of the stuff that you have in your mind that's a picture that you feast off of. And I'm not talking about a literal picture. I'm talking about what is in your mind. What do you go back to? How do you entertain yourself in the privacy of your mind with things that should never have been put there in the first place? If we want America to be great again, we need to learn to tell the truth. If we want America to be great again, we need to clean up our minds. You say, oh, I love America. I love singing that patriotic music this morning and the flags. And we put our hand on our heart. Well, if you really love America, get rid of the pornography that you have on your computer at home. If you really love America. If you really love America, stop lying. Boy, we would rather get a flag. It's so much easier to wave the flag and play with the sparkler. That doesn't make you a good American. And the politicians can say what they want. Righteousness will exalt our nation. Right living. Say, well, that's not politically correct. Fooey on politically correct. We need to get back to being biblically correct. And if we want this nation to be great, we're going to have to tell the truth. We're going to have to clean up our minds and get our minds out of the gutter. And we're going to have spiritual minds again. But not only that. If we want to help make America great again, we're going to have to get back to the Bible. We're going to have to get back to the Bible. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:28, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer. What's it talking about? It's talking about studying the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. We need to have answers for the problems. Hey, we need a revival of people that are not afraid to carry their Bible around anymore. You know, for many years when I was studying in Bible college and I was preparing for the ministry, I worked at a machine shop. I ran lathes. I ran mills. I was a machinist. I did it for many years. I'm just explaining. Every day I went to work, I took my Bible to work. They couldn't stop me from taking my Bible, nor did they try to stop me from taking my Bible. Now, I got mocked. I got teased about it. When I went to the public school, it was not my privilege to go to a Christian school. I went to the public school. Every day I went to school, I carried my Bible. They can't stop you from taking your Bible to school. It's been a long time since I've heard of a teenager that goes to a public school taking their Bible to school. It's been a long time. I would go to work, and the guys that were Christians, you'd always see their Bibles on top of their toolboxes or with them at lunch. What do you do? You ever take your Bible to work? You ever take your Bible to school? We don't do that anymore because we don't care anymore. We're almost ashamed of it. It's awful quiet in here. We're not even to the hard part of the sermon yet. Oh, give me sparklers. Let me light some of them worms. I like them worms. You know, the worm dudes, you light them and they all unfold up. Make me a light a worm. Make me a patriotic American. No, righteousness exalteth the nation. Telling the truth will make America great. Hey, cleaning up your mind will make America great again. Knowing your Bible will make America great again. You got to come to church and bring your Bible. Say, why? You might want to make sure I'm teaching out of the Bible. For some of you, I could pull out the Sears. They don't call it Sears and Roebuck catalog anymore, do they? I could pull out They don't have a J.C. Whitney catalog anymore, do they? Walmart. Does Walmart have a catalog? I could pull out Walmart website and open up to it. I could preach off of my iPad from the Walmart website. You wouldn't know the difference. Why? You don't bring your Bible. You ought to know your Bible. You ought to carry your Bible around. Hey, and I'm not against somebody having the Bible on their electronic device, but it probably wouldn't hurt you to carry the old clunky black book around and just be associated with the old time religion. Hey, listen, righteousness exalteth a nation. And we need to get back to the Bible. Knowing the Bible will exalt our nation. It will make America great again. Tell the truth. It'll make America great again. Learn to think purely and right. It'll make America great again. Know your Bible. It will help make America great again. Then, as I continue this thought of, if righteousness will exalt my nation before God, what's something else that needs to be done in this matter of righteousness? Proverbs 29:7 says, the righteous considereth the cause of the poor. Now here, the Bible's telling us that what a righteous act, righteous behavior, is treating poor people the right way. Being good to the poor. And I happen to believe this. I happen to believe one of the reasons why God has blessed America the way we have been blessed is because America, though has been successful, America has always tried to help poor people around our world. You're looking at a preacher that believes we ought to still try to feed poor people and take care of poor people. Now, I don't go for the whining and the dining of all the rich nations. I'm for taking our money and helping people that need food and helping people that need medical supplies. Hey, and when a hurricane hits somewhere in a poor country and America tries to help with that, I think that makes a lot of sense. Why? That God said, Christian nations, watch out for the poor. And so I think that about a church. I think a church that will continue to help the poor, that we provide transportation for the poor, and we want to feed the poor, and we want to meet the needs of the poor. I think God will exalt a church like that. I think God will exalt a nation like that. I'm a firm believer that if God would bless America, America needs to stop being so spoiled, and we ought to watch out for those that are truly needy. Now, there's a difference in sending our funds off someplace and we don't have any idea how they're spent, but actually feeding poor people. God will bless a country that will take care of the poor. But we want America to be great again. How are we going to get America to be great again? Well, let's get our eyes back on true poverty and helping with true poverty. Let's get back to the Bible. Let's start thinking right and cleaning up our minds. Let's tell the truth again. Number five, if we want America to be great again, we're going to have to be very careful, you and I as Christians, not to get ourselves involved in the evil behaviors of life. The evil behaviors of life. Proverbs 16:17 says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. That word upright, that is akin to the word righteousness. God is saying righteous people don't get involved in evil. Now, evil is alive and well in our day. Evil is when people launch out to hurt other people. Evil is when you're practicing revenge. Evil is a planned attack on someone's reputation. Evil is character assassination, if you will. Evil is drawing others into a sinful behavior. And so, let me tell you something. If you're in the church and you're doing wrong, it becomes evil when you start pulling other people into doing wrong with you. And so I'm telling you, you want America to be exalted. If you're going to do wrong, first of all, might I say, if you're going to do wrong, I'd rather you just stop doing the wrong. But if you're going to do wrong, do it by yourself and don't influence somebody else to get involved. It ought not be that way. You want to do wrong. You want to mess up your life. You want to go out and mess up and ruin your reputation and ruin your purity. Go ahead and do it. But you leave everybody else out of it. And don't you try to attract other people to get into it. Evil is your sinful influence and then using it to poison and influence others. Hey, every teenager in our youth department, Our youth department needs a bit of a revival right now anyway. And let me tell you something. Are the kids in our youth department better because of you or worse because of you? Are they serving God more because of you or less than because of you? You men, as we work around the church this week, let's make sure that your influence around each other helps the workplace and the labor that we put into this building. Let's hope that we're better because of you and not worse because of you. But I'm telling you, the Bible teaches very, 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 very clearly that evil will ruin a nation. And we're not talking about the populace of America. We're talking about the Christians that can be influenced by this sermon. You best make sure that you're not involved in evil. You say, well, preacher, how could I get involved? You better watch your Facebooking and your texting and your emailing and your blogging, because before long you can be saying things and doing things that are out to hurt people. And if you go out to hurt people, you're participating in evil. And if you're participating in evil, you are hurting your country. Because God said, I am not going to exalt, I am not going to lift up a country that is full of evil people. That's vengeful people that are out to hurt others. But God would exalt someone that's out to help others. And so, this thing of righteousness is what will make our nation great again. If we'll tell the truth, God can make our nation great again. If we'll have right thoughts and clean thoughts, God could make America great again. If we get back to our Bible, God could make America great again. Helping the poor, not participating in evil. And then, I stumbled across this verse. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Oh, now we see prayer is involved in this issue of righteousness. America did themselves a great disservice when they took prayer out of the public schools. And just so you know, I'll stay on that hobby horse all the way till we get to heaven. They did themselves a disservice by banning the Bible and banning prayer out of the public school. And the schools are in worse shape than they've ever been because they took prayer out. We didn't put our kids in a public school because we decided we were just not going to put them somewhere where God had been kicked out of. That's just how we handled it at our house. But when the Bible says it is a prayer of the righteous that God will bless, if America wants to truly be great again, if our politicians, if they mean it, let's make America great again, then put prayer back in the school. Put the Bible back in the school. And I know that's not what they want to hear, but bottom line is righteousness will make America great again. That's what will make America great again. Hey, dads, you ought to be leading your family and make sure that there is prayer taking place in your home. I don't know if you do this. Some of you are newer Christians. But may I recommend that every time you sit down with your family at a meal, that a prayer be said. A prayer ought to be said, and you ought to thank God for that food. And when there are decisions to be made around the home, moms, dads, learn to pray with your family about it. I mean, something big's got to take place. Dad, you shouldn't be ashamed at all to say to the family, now we all need to pray about that. Hey, pray about it. The refrigerator, it's on its last leg. She's going to break down here. We're going to have to get a new refrigerator. Everybody in the family, let's pull together and pray that God will provide. It wouldn't hurt the family to hear things like that. Wouldn't hurt. Hey, I have a question for you. I'll start with dads. Your family ever seen you on your knees at home? You pray. You say, I want to have a great country. We're not going to be a praying country. Then we're not going to be a great country. What's happened to praying mamas and praying grandmas? What's happened? America's a mess. And you say, I tell you what, it's all them heathen out there. No, it's not the heathen out there. Is that Christians don't read their Bible anymore, and Christians get involved in evil, and Christians don't pray anymore. Christians will not tell the truth. Righteousness will exalt a nation. And again, may I recommend that you pray. This isn't a real elaborate sermon. This is kind of down to earth. You don't want to read your Bible, you're not going to have a great nation. You don't want to pray, you're not going to have a great nation. You don't want to clean up your mind, you're not going to have a great nation. You don't want to tell the truth, you're not going to have a great nation. The Bible says that we can make America great again. Young people, listen, teenagers, children, you can make America great again by obeying your parents. By obeying your parents. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24, it says, "The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begatteth a wise child shall have joy of him." Remember, righteousness exalteth a nation. Here the Bible says that a young person, and we all know it, the Bible says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Young people, if you really want to love America, you ought to obey mom, and you ought to obey dad. Rebellious children hurt the United States of America. What's happened in America? What has happened? What's this? Young people sassing their mom and dad. I don't remember ever talking back to my parents. And had I would have paid a price. It's unheard of today. You sass your mom and dad, you talk back to your mom and dad, you're hurting your country. You lie to your mom and dad, you're hurting your country. And if America needs a revival of there being respect to mommy and daddy again. You say, that's just what my friends think. I don't care what your friends think. And I might recommend this to you. Parents, you're living in a generation where the kids make most of the decisions. Whatever my son wants, whatever my daughter wants. We had no negotiation at our house growing up. My parents said, "We run this thing. You'll do what you're told." And for some of you, you say, that frustrates me. Well, let it frustrate you all the way to the boogeyman and back. I'm just here to tell you, if we don't do something about this, we'll have the inmates running the prison. And bottom line is, God said, "I am not going to bless a country where the children are allowed to be rebellious and do what they want." Parents today have children making all the decisions. Some of you just wouldn't have liked it at my house growing up. We decided what time you'd go to bed. We decided what time you would be in. And if I said, "You're not spending time with that person, that's somebody you shouldn't spend time with," that was the rule. We didn't go to family court and spend 14 hours negotiating it. Now, some of you need to hang with me, but it doesn't matter if you do or not. I'm just telling you. And I'm not talking about being, there's some of you, you're abusive and you're mean all the time. My kids knew that I loved them, but my kids didn't run my household. Listen, young people, obey your mom and dad. And mom and dad, get some spirituality about yourself, and some of you need to make some decisions. I'll tell you why some of you won't make spiritual decisions in your household. Because you're not spiritual and your kids already know that. And for you to say, "Well, we're not going to do this," your kids are going to say, "Yeah, right. I know how you act. I know how you live." Righteousness exalteth a nation. This sermon is just not going the direction I thought it would. If we want America to be great, we need to get back to obeying mom and dad. If we want America to be great, we need to stop dabbling in prayer and actually start praying again. If we want America to be great, we better be careful how we get involved in evil and all the social networking. We better get our eyes back on the poor and taking care of them. We better get back in our Bible. We better learn to tell the truth. We better learn to clean our thought life up. Not only that, we better just learn how to live righteously. Just live righteously. Are you living right? Oh, what a great song we heard earlier. Brother Jack sang the song. He asked, "Are you right with God?" What a deep question. Are you right with God? Say, "I love America." If you love America, the best thing you could do is get right with God. Keep yourself close to God. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:12, it says, "The root of the righteous yieldeth fruit." Here's something that I think would help make America great again. I think if Christians would start reproducing themselves, the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The Bible teaches you and I as Christians are supposed to get other people to become Christians. We're supposed to get other people saved. The Bible says the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is a wife. We could start a revival in America if you'd start going soul winning. Say, why? Well, if righteousness exalteth a nation, One of the two kinds of righteousness is imputed righteousness. That's salvation righteousness. If you'd start winning souls, then we could get more people saved, and there'd be more righteousness in our country. We might have a revival in America. If you're not saved today, can I recommend one of the greatest things you could do for your country is get saved? You say, why? God will look down and say, you know what? There's someone that is accepting my righteousness as their ticket to heaven. Righteousness, the Bible says, exalteth a nation. We need our nation to be great again. I agree with the politicians. But the process that they think will accomplish that is different than the process that God says will accomplish it. Don't you stand up in front of me publicly and say, make America great again, but I'll lie to you about everything I'm going to promise to get in office. I am sorry. That will not make America great again. God makes it very clear. America will become great when America tells the truth. Make America great again, but I'm a whoremonger and I'll live like one and act like one and promote it among God's people. I'm very sorry. God said we'll make America great again by getting back to purity and proper thinking. And so they may think they know what will make America great again, but there's already been a book written that will tell them exactly what to do if they want to make America great again. And that's what you and I will have to do as well. You say, preacher, we are not going to change America. Well, maybe, maybe not. But let's give it a shot. We might not be able to change California, Kentucky. We might not be able to change New York. Tell you what we could do. We could change New Bern, North Carolina. Why? Through righteousness. And you know, sometimes if you can change your house, you could change your city. If you change your city, you might change your county. A chance to not only change your county, you could change your region. I've seen revivals break out in states. I've seen revivals break out in whole districts of a country. If there were going to be a revival in America, where do you think God wants it to start? Somewhere else? How about it start right there with you? Got to start somewhere. You say, I love America. I want to see America become great again. Me too. God's given us the way. We're just going to have to do our part. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today and you're not saved, I welcome you to the Savior. If you're here today and if you died today, you're not sure you'd go to heaven. You need to be born again. You come during this altar call. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. There's some of you, you're backslidden. You're backslidden. Somewhere under the sound of my voice, or somebody a little irritated with me because of my pointedness. Well, you probably used to go to a church and you used to have a little more pointedness in your life, but you've just become a part of this lackadaisical, lazy, slide-by type of Christianity that has deteriorated our country into a mess. Maybe it is you ought to push the reset button. Hey, the great thing about the 4th of July is not going to be the hot dogs, the potato chips, and the fireworks. Let's make it the great God that will help to make our country great again if you and I will live right and if we'll do right. Who here today would say, Pastor, I'm not saved. If I died today, I do not know for a fact I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. I don't know that I'm saved. Would you raise your hand that I might see it? And we will pray for you. Who here is a born-again Christian that would say, Pastor, there's some things I think I could do in my own life and contribute to making America great again. I see some things, and God has spoken to my heart today. And you'll raise your hand and say, I think I want to contribute to making America great again. And God's spoken to my heart today. And maybe there's some things I need to change about me to contribute to making America great again. God bless you. We see those hands. If you've been saved and never made it public, you come. If you've been saved and you need to be baptized, if you want to present yourself, we'll arrange for baptism. If you've been saved and baptized and you need to join our church, you come and you let us know that. In a second, we're going to have an altar call. Some of you just need to leave your seat. You don't read your Bible. You don't pray. You say you love America, but God said, saying it's one thing, doing what proves it's another. You might need to leave your seat, come down here and get on your knees and say, you know, God, there's some things in my life that's hindering me from being a contributor to making America great again. And you've spoken to my heart today, God. I'm going to work toward being a true patriotic American. I'm going to get some things in my life that ought to be there. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Do you need to come and pray? You say, I'm worried about the upcoming election. Sure, I understand that. You say, what are we going to do? Let's try to get everybody saved that we can. That will help us. Let's get back in our Bibles. Let's read our Bibles and make sure we stay close to God. Hey, stay away from the evil. Watch what kind of junk you're involved in your emailing and your texting and your Facebook and all of that. Don't be involved in evil. Don't be hurting people. Don't be destroying people. You say, I like that thing about helping the poor. Well, maybe you need to buy some groceries and find a poor person and feed them. Say, I want to exalt the nation. It will be exalted through righteousness. It's not just putting your heart, your hand on your heart and saying the pledge of allegiance to that flag. There's a little bit more to it. Tell the truth. Clean up your thoughts. Read your Bible. Care about the poor. Don't be evil in your behavior. Learn to pray. Obey your mom and dad. Be fruitful as a Christian. Get somebody into the right kind of church so that somebody can get saved and we see the righteousness of God applied to their need of salvation. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach. Sin is a reproach, and it is a reproach to any people, any country. Thank God for America. She's still a great country. We're still free. Let's make America great again. Somebody in here, you need to get your Bible back out and start reading it again. You used to read your Bible. You don't anymore. And then you wonder, why is America in such a bad, bad mess? Maybe it is because Christians that used to read their Bibles don't read them anymore. Maybe it is because people that used to go to church don't go to church anymore. Maybe it is because people that used to pray don't pray anymore. People that used to tell others about Christ and used to witness, they don't do it anymore. And you wonder why America's in the shape that she's in. Sin is a reproach to any people. The piano will continue to play. There are yet people at the altar. Two kinds of righteousness, that is given to you at salvation, it's a gift. That'll get you to heaven. Then there's the righteousness. It's a personal righteousness. It's your attempt and my attempt to live right and to do right. Get saved. If you're not saved, that will help to exalt our nation, the righteousness of salvation. Then live right. And that attempt for righteousness, God will honor that. And God will bless that. And we could have America to be great again.